Hello guys, hi, it's me Vrishali and you're listening to A Chore Within podcast, and today I will be talking about the book I just recently got done with, which is Watching Women and Girls by Daniel Pender, which was the book of the month selected by our dear fellows from Shit You Should Read About book club by Shit You Should Care About. So they have a newsletter, they pick up books and they are doing amazing. I feel like completing and reading short stories is wonderful to tick off all the challenges you have in regards to completing your reading list, because sometimes you just aren't aware of good short stories which you can read, and you know, you can complete your reading list, like, you know, reading challenge, or maybe you have a number that you want to come finish so and so number of books in a per year or week or month respectively, whatever aligns with you. What I feel is that while reading this book, I feel like the incidences which happened in the month of October were a bit devastating for all of us to hear, to see, and to just navigate through our social sphere online, basically, as well as, you know, it was getting reflected on our offline interactions as well, the way we are consuming the content, which is a bit traumatic, and the way we are living our life just the minute we get off our phones, off our Kindle, off our laptops, when we are not aware of what's going on in our world. And I feel like even though this book is a very short to complete, which one would have finished within a day or two, you know, it is so short because it is all about the collection of short stories. I feel like there was a weight which I'm still carrying while, you know, reading the book, and in the back of my mind, there is this heaviness which I was feeling. But I'm glad though I finished the book and I tick marked one more book in my reading list, and that increased the number of books I've read this year, and I'm very pleased to know that I've read it. I got some time for myself during the weekends, and for sure, this girly has finished the book before the new month begins and we grab a new book ahead. Now I'm just gonna talk about how the book was weaved together. I feel like short stories are amazing when you need to you just need something to pick you up, you know. They are not essays. It is like living through someone's experience. It's just like sitting at a cafe and observing all the people passing by, observing the owner, observing the weather, you know. So it is all about that, and the title of the books reveals so much what it's gonna be about, which is Watching Women and Girls. Daniel Pender, the author of the book, is also a founder of Riposte. I feel like it is stopped now. It is like a digital magazine. The issues are also available to pick up. I feel like it is stopped or something like that. The book is super good because author is navigating through different facets we all women live through. Doesn't matter if you're from Newcastle or you're from Aurangabad like me, or from Adelaide or maybe New York. We all are observing each other. Like my mother is observing me, you know, and we share something similar while we are growing up, while we are looking at each other, our friends, our girlies, our besties, and everyone like that. We share that same connection somehow on the sports ground, while working together, while facing some sort of issues together, you know, something like that. And these chapters are portraying how we see the men in our life, how women see their rebellious side, how women see women, even though at some point of in their life they are not aligning with each other because of some sort of frustrations or maybe age gap or maybe you know family dynamics which are turning and are a bit tipsy and turvy, and they're still navigating. But it also makes a subtle announcement somehow that when we are growing up, when we are adulting, and when we have just crossed the path of the stop, the milestone of being over it, you know, up after a certain point, we start to recognize the other facets other people are bringing on the table, rather than just fencing ourselves in, fencing our narratives within us. Sometimes later in our life, you know, when we are in our 50s or something like that, maybe it is really likely that the people we didn't connect with when we were 30, we will be able to connect when we are 50, you know. Maybe there is forgiveness into the limelight. Maybe, you know, the undercurrent of angst and you know, being very vigilant is getting a bit hazy, or maybe it is fading away, and there are no more delusions, misconceptions and misunderstandings. And as we grow, we learn to handle stuff in a much better way, because people need each other. There is this the element of connection. There is this feeling to complete the void, and everybody wants to feel complete at the end of the day. And some relationships bring it towards us. Doesn't matter if it is with your sisters or friends or whatever. And these chapters by Daniel Pender, each chapter translates the literal life which every woman might have been facing into the words, like what's going on in a painter's life. You know, this is the story they lived. This is a story a kid lived, like how a woman is seeing her daughter playing stuff, winning stuff, and how each and every facet matters so much. Like, for example, there is this chapter which I really, really, really loved, which is Look At Me, Mommy. That was my favorite, where the author talks about this character. Character is very nostalgic about how her father used to watch her play and all of that. And this resonated with me so much that she wanted to create another interpretation where she was watching her own daughter perform at a play, at a tournament, and now she is, you know, discussing and analyzing all the facets of the tournament and the play together, and she is watching her daughter grow, and that's how she's reminiscing her days with her father she used to play with. So it is also a point of view of the character while looking at the future she is making and the daughter is growing, as well as how she grew up and how those days with her parent you know helped her to grow, and her upbringing became so important to look back at and to imbibe those facets into the current life, and helping the daughter become the best version of herself, as well as thinking that her daughter will remember these days which are passing by when she will grow older. You know, at the end of the day, we just want to make people feel good, and because that is what people are going to remember at the end of the day. Everything else will fade away. The memories stay, the way we made each other feel will stay, and that is something which especially someone who is sensitive or someone who has this feminine energy will resonate with. We just can't shove all the frustrations or emotions or sensibilities or sensitivity under the rug, you know. We just can't shove it anywhere else. We just need to feel it, because if we don't, it will just bubble up from within and it might turn into resentment, anger and whatever else, yeah. Other than that, there are different chapters like The Cat, Self-Portrait, These were one of my favorite. These collection of short stories touch everything, like relationship with sisters, grief, loss, sexuality, dating, becoming a parent, motherhood, marriage, etc., etc. Everything under the umbrella what we women go through. And there are stories which doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Of course, the more you have lived, you will resonate with more of these stories on different spectrum. But for me, the cat, the self-portrait, like, I've just been completing Inktober, and it had this element of painting and looking at the picture and, looking at your own portrait and creating drawings and looking at your own body, and, making a ritual of how, you look at your own body, your tummy, the wrinkles, everything which is becoming saggy, your own boobs and etc., etc., the way we look at each other. And this reminded me of Margaret Atwood quote, which goes like, "You are a woman with a man inside watching a woman you are, your own voyeur." Your own voyeur. It's like we have this patriarchal narrative we run through in our subconscious, and while watching any other women, we have that going on in the background while we are composing our sentences, our next dialogue we are going to talk about, and maybe piss off other women around and not uplift them, and just do everything otherwise. So this book navigates through it all. Definitely doesn't give you solutions. Like, this book is not something which you will grab to get solutions for. It is totally your decision to navigate life through different spectrums and ways, but this book is the subtleties, the nuances, and the relationships which we foster as we grow up, and how we interact with the world, and how we see other women's doing things, and how we take inspiration, how we see them grow, eventually going from from bottom to top, reaching skies high. Sky is not a limit at all. They never forget, and breaking the ceilings, that is something we see other women do, and we take inspiration from them. And women definitely do get jealous of something, but eventually it starts to fade away. Maybe we start to celebrate each other, and all of that comes here in the work of Daniel Pender. Apart from that, the cat was also amazing, where this woman is, interacting with a man, and she is dating, and he is asking her, "Hey, did you had a marital affair before, and are you comfortable?" So she's navigating her whole marriage stuff, relationship stuff, and she's looking at a cat, and how she interacts with cat just pisses off or bothers the man she's seeing for few nights before, and it just disrupts the whole connection. But at the end of the day, her connection with the cat stays, and the way she's cleaning herself and all of that, it is something which is very nuancedly, very subtly described, and the prose is gorgeous. I really loved it. How each and every component is described, it is very versatile, and I loved how Daniel Pender worked through all of that narrative to bring in front of us, like creating an imagery. Oh, I'm gabbling, is it? Am I babbling? Oh God. Anyways, so there's that. This is an observant, memorable story collection for sure. I'm glad the way we came across each and every story, and how this narrator has observed different facets, like something which is not intentional, but you know, we do it, and she have grabbed all of those facets in a very nice way, and the collection is amazing. Some stories could be forgettable, but I would say all of the stories have different elements, and someone will just hit you at the right place at the right time, you know. So definitely something you should grab if you get a chance. It is all about female experience. It is all about how we all are experiencing life, and from a point of view of the narrator, from the point of view of an author, it is a very well-versed experience to live in. Like, she is using a current Gen Z language as well, while, you know, working through a character with who is a bit younger. So that story will connect with someone who is Gen Z or a millennial, in fact, the younger millennial generation. So yeah, it talks about everything. I love the book. I really loved the stories, and I'm glad that I finished it before the next month begins. And thank you so much for listening to me today, and take care. Let me know if you have read this book, and let me know your thoughts. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Sayonara. Love you.